CoolieCap offers social services in 4 counties in the La Crosse area. The organization received housing preservation grants from the USDA Rural Development over the past 3 years of around $60,000 to $70,000 a year. CoolieCap serves as an intermediary. Those who want to have their homes patched up can take out a loan through CoolieCap, and that's paid back to the organization with interest when the home is sold. CoolieCap Housing Director Todd Mandel says the USDA Housing Preservation Grants are used to patch up the roofs of about 15 rural homes a year.
If your shingles are starting to curl, you can ignore that for a while. At a certain point, though, when your roof starts to leak, you actually jeopardize the entire rest of the structure through water damage and mold damage, and all for what could be a $5,000 or $6,000 repair if we can do it now.
Mandel says his department has about a 3-year backlog on homes that need improvement. He says the USDA Housing Preservation Grants help, along with the other funding sources, such as money from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development.
I mean, we've increased the amount of resources we bring to the area to address owner-occupied rehab. We've probably doubled or tripled that number in the last 5 years, that dollar figure, but then what ends up happening is we just get more applications. So we just pretty much stay in the same spot as far as how much need.
More information about the USDA Rural Development Programs can be found on the USDA's website. Steve Rice, from Wisconsin Public Radio.